The story's told of two rabbis who were sitting together talking one day. One of the rabbis, very old man, learned in years, much wisdom and experience. The other, a fair bit younger, still learning many of the insights of being a rabbi. The old rabbi kept testing the younger rabbi's knowledge by asking questions. And the final question for this particular day by the old rabbi was this: was the world better off before or after the fall of Adam in the Garden of Eden? Without hesitation, the young rabbi blurted out, "That's easy. World was better off before the fall of Adam." The old rabbi sat and stared at the young rabbi, and a calm but firm voice said, "No, the world was not better off before the fall of Adam. The world is better off after the fall of Adam, because now we have a God who comes looking for us. Now we have a God who comes looking for us." Today, Christians all over the world celebrate that life has meaning and meaning in abundance. We celebrate that life itself is redeemed. We celebrate that to be human is a good thing. Because in our own selves, in our own diversity, in our own imperfection, we are still capable of recognizing God, and maybe more importantly, being recognized by God. Because today, we celebrate that it's never too late to begin again. By the resurrection of Christ, God the Father says to Adam, "I love you." God the Father says to Peter, the disciple who denied Christ, "I love you, Peter. Let's have another go." God even says those words to poor Judas, who just couldn't understand that even he could start over. He just couldn't figure out that Christ would forgive even him, even if he couldn't forgive or accept himself. And to each of these, and to us, the message is the same. I give you new life because I love you. I am the God who has sought you out because you are beloved and special to me. For today's celebration challenges us to move from anxiety to freedom. To move from a relationship of anxiety where we are uncertain of our value and whether we are loved, to a free, life-giving relationship of love. We're asked to believe that in spite of all that we might know about us, whether or not others do, the world is better off because now we have a God who comes to look for us. It's a truth. We are all shaped by our past. That is inescapable. And we carry the blessings and the scars of that with us throughout our lives, whatever happens. But how often the marks of the past shape and control us in ways we don't want to. But Christ invites us to something daring, to become a new creation, to acknowledge that the brokenness of the past is now behind us, even though in the reality of this world we will live with its consequences, that for our part his forgiveness is real and is complete, and healing and restoration and a new start is offered. Just like Lazarus, Jesus calls us out of the grave to walk in his resurrection light. For he comes to be the God of real people who live real lives and have real joys and real sorrows too. Years ago, I used to visit an elderly woman in one of the many nursing homes of the parish. And I learnt something about her. She never opened her own post. She would have one of the staff open it first. If it was bad news, it got thrown in the bin. If it was good news, it was read out to her. I guess that's the kind of thing you can do when you get to a certain age. Easter allows us to face the good news and the bad news of our lives. God is there through it all. God was there through it all, whether we were aware of God's presence or not. Just as God was with Christ through it all. to the point of the cross and beyond. Life, death, resurrection. Today's celebration invites us, you and me, to move from anxiety to freedom, from the past to the present, from winter to spring, from death to life. Jesus invites you and me to come out of our own tombs into the light of his risen life. Because in the end, this is true. There is absolutely nothing that can separate us from the love of God. Not time, not space, not even death. And since God was faithful to Christ and raised him from the dead, God too will be faithful to us. So is the world better off before or after the fall of Adam? After, of course. Because now we have a God who knows us, who comes to look for us. In fact, in Christ, we have a God who comes to dwell with us. And Jesus has already rolled away the stone from our tombs. All that is left for us to do is to come out. Amen.